So if somebody is absorbed in Krishna but not fully absorbed, is it a combination of all the four states of consciousness, Swapna, Jagruti, Sushupti, Samadhi? No. Usually when they are awake, they are in Jagruti stage. So Jagruti basically means the consciousness is at the physical level of reality. So now Krishna is so merciful that although Krishna exists at the spiritual level of reality, He pervades all the levels of reality. So Krishna exists beyond all the levels of reality, at the Samadhi level. But He is not restricted to that level. He exists at all the levels. So for example, Krishna manifests as a deity. The deity is Krishna manifesting at the material level of reality. Similarly, we see that sometimes some great devotees, they get Krishna in their dreams. There is Krishna manifesting in the subtle level of reality also. So, when we chant the holy names, it is Krishna manifesting in the physical level of reality to take us back to the spiritual level of reality. So, to give another example, suppose a person is caught in watching a movie. And is so caught in watching the movie and say it's a horror movie. The person is trembling and crying and screaming. And there's the father sitting next to this person. Come on, stop watching the movie, don't get caught in it. But that person is so caught in the movie, that person doesn't even notice one's father. So then, suppose the father enters into the dream, not in the physical sense. But wherever the program is that is being broadcast, the father goes over there. And then through that the father enters into the tube and shows, hey, you recognize me? And the father says, yeah, somebody catches the attention. So now, the father is a reality sitting next to the person, but the father is also present in the dream. And now, to the extent the son focuses on the father, although the son, the father is at one level, this is another object in the TV show. At another level, father is a reality far beyond the TV show. So like that, our consciousness is caught in material things right now. So Krishna manifests within this material level of reality to help us rise to the spiritual level of reality. So to the extent we focus our consciousness on Krishna, to that extent we become purified. Janma karma chinaitityam evam yovetyam. So to the extent we focus on Him, to that extent we become purified and our consciousness becomes elevated. We start awakening from our spiritual stupor. So from the spiritual perspective, all these three states, Sushupti, Swapna, Jagruti, all three are sleeping states. Only Samadhi or Durga is the awakened stage. So Krishna comes to the other levels of reality, comes especially as avatar to the material level of reality, the Jagruti stage, to elevate us to the Samadhi stage. So to the extent the child is caught up in watching other things in the movie, to the extent that person, that it is an illusion. To the extent that person is watching the father, to the extent the person is moving towards reality. So if you are partially absorbed in Krishna, that means we are still, if we are awake, we are in Jagruti stage only. But within Jagruti, we are connected with a higher reality. To the extent we are absorbing Krishna. Is that a question?
Will you please explain the focus? Means focus means what?